Hi, this is Steve Bleistein, and it's time to get into the zone. The growth zone, that is. In Japan, every one of the clients I'm working with is dealing with two major challenges. One is declining demand in the domestic market, and that's mostly related to declining population. And that brings up the challenge of how do we grow? It's becoming more and more difficult to sell domestically. You have foreign competitors that are also coming into Japan in ways that they've never done before. And companies are looking at expanding globally. You know, companies that have traditionally been really focused on the domestic market for decades are suddenly finding that they have to be looking at expanding globally in order to grow. When people talk about globalization, I think there are really two integrated aspects to this, you know, for companies in Japan. Even if you're a company that's focused on the domestic market, you're going to be global anyway because your competitors are already here. And that's going to require that you be developing discipline in terms of management that's on a global level, that you be thinking about how you can leverage the attributes of your own company in global terms, not just in domestic terms. And maybe you need to be thinking about integrating non-Japanese talent into your organization in a way that you've never done before. So even if you're a company that's not necessarily looking at exporting or expanding abroad, you're still going to have to be thinking global anyway. At the same time, we have companies that are needing to go abroad, that want to go abroad and expand their business there. What does that require? You know, that requires having not just what has made Japanese manufacturing organizations successful in the past, you know, a focus on quality and a focus on process, not just that. But now we need to be thinking in terms of strategy. We need to be thinking in terms of marketing and in terms of market validation. Typically in Japan, a Japanese company spends 1/10 of what an American or European company will spend on marketing or market research. Okay, so Japanese companies have typically been focused on, if you make a good product that has high quality, all that you need to do is sell it really well and it will just simply work. We're not living in that era anymore. We need to be thinking about strategy. We need to be thinking about market research. We need to be thinking about market validation and marketing. So what does this really mean now? Let me give an example of a client of mine. And I would say that this is a typical Japanese success story. You know, a manufacturing company started in the post-war era, you know, right after the war, and became very successful as the Japanese economy grew. And what is it that they were doing? They were producing products that were typically very expensive to procure from abroad. They were selling it in the Japanese market. They were selling products of very high quality, but at a much lower price than people would be able to get from abroad. And they became very successful with that and then began exporting it. The company's identity, they really view themselves as a manufacturing organization. They're facing the same issues that I was discussing. They are exporting, but it's really small compared to their business in the domestic market. They're facing the same growth challenges. One of the things that they need to face as an organization in order to be successful is changing their mindset from we're a Japanese manufacturer to what has really become their strength, which is technology innovation. If you talk to the people in that company, you know, you talk to leaders, you know, what are you? They will respond by saying, we're a manufacturer. But the reality is that they can manufacture their products anywhere. They do an enormous amount of contract manufacturing. They have a factory in Southeast Asia. Japanese factory is no longer necessarily the core of their business. And at the same time, they've got an incredible R&D lab that keeps on putting out new products, that keeps on coming out with new technologies and new patents. Are they really a manufacturing company anymore? I don't know. I mean, I think at this point, when you start thinking of this company in global terms, no, they're an innovation company. They're a technology company. They certainly have a manufacturing capability and they have an enormous amount of intellectual property and intellectual capital around manufacturing. But at the core, they're now an innovation company. And so their challenge in terms of becoming successful and going global is changing the mindset from being a Japanese manufacturer of high quality products to a world leading innovation company that develops intellectual property.
Thank you for joining me in the zone. This has been The Growth Zone with Steve Fleistein. Until next time, happy growing.